Well, up until June 1st, Richard K. Templeton was the president and the CEO and the chairman of the board of Texas Instruments, as he had been for the prior 14 years. Now he's just Rich Templeton, chairman of the board of TI, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It is great to be here as usual, David.
So is it great to be able to pass along the titles of CEO and president, a lot of the day-to-day operations?
You know, there's a couple of things. First, it is, because you got a great team that's coming in with Brian and everybody that's lined up on that. And second thing is, I get to spend less time on airplanes. So all in all, a good deal.
I was thinking back. So you came fresh out of – you've never worked anyplace else. You came straight out of college here in 1980. The evolution of this company over the last 37 years is staggering. I mean, it was a big – it was a big defense contractor back then.
You know, it has been. The thing that's fascinating, you've had a chance to know a lot of these leaders, but in many ways, Jerry Junkins gets great credit in the 80s to really help the company find its heart again. Tom Enjebitz did such a spectacular job helping us really focus on the businesses that were going to make us great, and I've had the chance to try to keep that going.
But, I mean, the company seems to be remade periodically, every 10 years or so. I mean, you finished off what would look to be, you know, a lifetime – you know, big company corporate business is in cellular and in wireless. And now you transitioned over and, you know, there's not a car driving out there that doesn't have your chips doing all the whiz-bang thing.
Well, you know, that's the thing that I, in many ways, is most exciting. You know, mentioned automobiles, and all of us see the amount of electronics inside of cars. But look at the industrial applications in your home, be it refrigerators or other common appliances that are going to get smarter. And that's where we really feel very good about our position, whether analog and embedded products, great diverse customer bases, and I think they're going to be in position for great growth with that.
And I guess you got to position the company. I mean, you hadn't been here. I mean, you hadn't had the title, I guess, as CEO for what, more than a year, year and a half or something? All of a sudden you go out and you buy National Semiconductor. What was it, $6.5 billion at the time?
Well, National was a great addition. We did it back, I think it was in April of 2011. And as you remember, there was a lot of questions about why and about how much we paid. And in hindsight, it becomes even more and more obvious. Analog's a great place to be. They brought us a great footprint in industrial. And I think looking back on it, everybody, including myself, pretty pleased with what we did.
How do you perpetuate a company like this? And among pitfalls, I remember probably shortly after you arrived at Texas Instruments, maybe you remember there was a cover of Business Week that said Texas Instruments is going to be the leader in the personal computing business. And they had a picture of a TI PC, and they said, oh, and by the way, they're not even in that business yet.
Yeah, you know, one of the great things, and I think it goes back to what are the things that don't change, and then what can you do? But foundationally, what doesn't change? Ethics, value, the way we operate within our communities. Those are the innovation. Those are the things that are powerful and last for a long time.
Rich Templeton is the chairman of the board of Texas Instruments. Always good to have you with us.
David, thank you as always.
Thank you. We wish you the best. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.